Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are celebrating 4 years of Pray Every Day in the beginning of the fifth year. And so I'll go ahead and do the normal scripture reading that we have for today and a prayer. But then after that, stay tuned because we're going to have testimonies about what God has done in the midst of those of you listening to Pray Every Day. And there are some really great ones. So I'm really excited to share these with you. Thank you to all of you who participated, and thanks for making Pray Every Day such a wonderful ministry. And wow, I'm just so grateful that God was gracious to put this idea through my friends into my mind, and to just read scripture with you and pray for you these past 4 years. So thank you so much for being a part of the community. I'm so grateful for you. Today's reading is in the World English Bible. We're making our way through Proverbs, and this is Proverbs 21, 1 through 16. It says this: "The king's heart is in Yahweh's hand like the watercourses. He turns it wherever he desires. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, is sin. The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. Getting treasure by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will drive them away because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil, and his neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. When the mocker is punished, the simple gains wisdom. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry out, but not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe in the cloak strong wrath. It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the departed spirits." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I love you, and I just want to praise you and thank you for sustaining me these 4 years, and just all the spiritual warfare that I've been through because of this podcast. But just, you're so good and you're so gracious and you've helped so much. So I give you all of the glory for this show and for the strength to be able to do it every single day. So I praise you and thank you and love you so much, and just want to worship you with everything inside of me because you're just so good. Thank you for the wisdom in Proverbs 21 today. I just really appreciate that. Lord, if we have a high look and a proud heart, teach us not to have that anymore. Help us to have a humble heart. Help us to be diligent this week as we make our plans. And we understand that all of our plans come from you inevitably. You're the one in control. You have sovereign control over the world. And so we just submit our plans and our lives and our thoughts and our worries and our stresses, and we just give them all to you. Lord, we want to just stay in that place of diligence, to seek things that require perseverance and tenacity and grit. And Lord, I pray for the person today who is just worn out. And maybe they've just had so many questions about you, and they're struggling with faith, and they're struggling with who you are, and they're struggling with these deep questions that they don't seem to find the answers to. And I just thank you so much right now, Lord, that you have big, big shoulders and you can carry every question, and that you're not judging us based on our questioning ways. You're not judging us based on our fear or our worry or all of those things. You have given us a new life in Jesus Christ. We have, when you see us, you see him, and you love us so much. We are your children. Help us to revel in that love today. Lord, I'm so thankful that you gave me the word kinder this year. And of course, I want to be kinder to others, but help me and help us to be kinder to ourselves, to treat ourselves the way we would treat a very dear friend or a very dear family member. Lord, we treat ourselves worse than anybody in the whole wide world, and we just need your Holy Spirit to train us how to treat ourselves well. And Lord, a lot of this passage has to do with justice. to hear the cry of the poor and do something about it, and to keep understanding and to just follow this verse 15. It is joy to the righteous to do justice. And Lord, I just pray that over my friend today, that this week, this month, this year, 2022 would be a year where joy bubbles up because they are doing justice. They are hearing the cries of those who are broken. They are praying for the people who need to be prayed for. They are forgiving those who have wronged them. They are letting go of a bitter heart. They are giving and surrendering everything to you, Lord. This is what we long for in 2022 for sure. And we just thank you for breath in our lungs and life. We don't take it for granted anymore. And Lord, as I conclude this prayer and as we listen to the testimonies of those who have been a part of Pray Every Day, some from the very beginning, I just pray that every single testimony would deeply inspire and encourage the person listening today. I know this is a longer podcast, but I know that you have the capability of taking every story and just blessing people with it. So Lord, thank you for that ahead of time. And thank you for just helping us to stay encouraged in this sometimes very discouraging world. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Mary, the Move and Pray Every Day. My name is Marquise. I am 13 years old and love the Lord. Me and my family love your podcast, and every day we have added it to our family devotion time. Thank you for all you do, and congratulations for 4 years of your service. Thank you.
Hello, Mary. My name is Lisa, and I live in Winnsboro, Louisiana. I have been listening, reading along with the scriptures, and being prayed over since episode 1. This prayer time has been very beneficial for me. It has helped with my well-being and my state of mind. And I have, to the best of my ability, not skipped a day. There may be one or two, but pretty much I have every day listened to Pray Every Day. And there have been so many times the scripture has met me just where I needed it. And I just wanted to share one specific instance. On this past Saturday, January the 15th of this year, my single daughter was so heavy on my heart. And I just went to bed praying over this aspect of her life and thinking about it. And just sad for her and concerned. So Sunday morning, January 16th, I get up and Mary prayed Proverbs 13, 1 through 12. And in Proverbs 13, 12, it talked about hope deferred. And as she talked about that, she prayed and referenced single adults. And I just couldn't believe my ears. It was just what I needed from God's word. And it helped me to pray for my daughter and think about things in a different way. And so that is just one example of 4 years worth of praying that has been so beneficial. And so I just want to thank you very much for this ministry, and I will continue to share it with others. Thank you, Mary.
Mary, I'm Pamela, and I've been listening to Pray Every Day for the last several years and have been truly blessed by it each and every morning. There are times that I will miss it, but at the times that I am with you, it is a blessing. I thank Jesus for you, for your staff, for all that you all do in the name of Christ our Lord. And thank you so much for taking the time to pray for us, to pray for me, to encourage us with God's word and to motivate us, uplift us. And it's all because of Christ's Spirit. And I ask for Jesus Christ to bring his Spirit continually upon you every day, to give you his wisdom, his knowledge, and all that he has planned for you in your ministry to reach the world. Thank you for your love, your care, your joy, your happiness, just everything that you share with us that comes from Jesus. For all of that, I am grateful, and I give thanks to God for you. And I just pray His everlasting love upon you, your family, and your staff. Thank you again so much for all that you do in Christ's name. Amen.
Hi, Mary. This is Laura in Savannah, Georgia. And I wanted to give a testimony about what Pray Every Day has meant to me. I think I'm one of the original listeners. This is my fourth year. And I wanted to thank you for the encouragement that you always give. And one of the things that has changed in my life after starting to listen to your podcast is that this is the third year that I'm reading the Bible through the year, which is something I had never done before. And so I thank you for just your love of Scripture. And I thank you for your sense of humor and your vulnerability. All of those things have just touched my heart so deeply. And I wanted to thank you also for the prayers before your prayer. I can't tell you the number of times when you have said that you feel like you need to pray for someone who's listening, and it's been about something that's very specific to me. I've been through some very difficult health struggles in the last number of years, and having you to listen to every day has been like a one constant, something that I can always count on. I also want to thank you for the books that you've written, and for even, I've had the opportunity to even be on one of your book, you know, teams. I want to thank you for standing up for women, and particularly women in the church, because you've done something that's very difficult and that a lot of people, I think, would turn away from, but instead of doing that, you've committed yourself to wanting to make the world a better place. And I thank you too for your beautiful art. And I love the calendar this year. I did want to also just briefly tell you that my dogs respond and perk up every time they hear your voice. When I press the play button and it says, "Hi, this is Mary and this is Pray Every Day," especially my Dotson, his ears perk up, because he knows your voice probably just as well as about anyone else's. But I do want to thank you for being such a great role model, for sharing your struggles with your listeners and not pretending like you're perfect or you don't have places that you're still growing. Because I know that that's, for all of us, a lifelong journey. And having someone who, like you, to remind me every day that it's day by day, even for you, is just a blessing. And I don't want to keep talking because I know I can easily get to 5 minutes. But I do want you to know that you've made a difference in my life. And I'm not quite sure where I'd be. I wouldn't be in the same place in my spiritual walk if it weren't for Pray Every Day, and if it weren't for your willingness to put yourself out there for everyone every day. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And keep going. I'll keep listening for the next 25 years. So Lord, I pray that we have that time. But I just pray that God will bless you in the way that you've blessed me. Thank you for everything.
My name is Valerie Quinata, and I live in Mustang, Oklahoma. In September of 2016, I had just finished my leg of a marathon relay, and a week later, I was getting my mammogram. I was with another woman getting my mammogram. The other woman was very nervous, very fearful because she had lost her mother to breast cancer. And so I stayed with her and I sat with her and said she told her she was going to be fine, that everything was going to be okay. The nurse stepped in and asked the woman to join her and told her that she could leave, that her mammogram was clear, and we rejoiced. And then the nurse turned to me and said, "Not you. You need to stay." And that's how I started my journey and my healing journey with Jesus from stage 2 breast cancer. So I spent the next year going through a pretty rigorous treatment plan. And the first week, God gave me a dream. And in that dream, he said, "Valerie, you've told me that you want to live to be 116 years old, and just consider this a tune-up. You are going to hold Victoria's granddaughter. Trust me." I got up the next day and started my journey of healing with Jesus and learned so much about healing and supporting others. I learned about praising God when I was heaving in the middle of the night after my fourth chemo session. I learned about caring for my family no matter how I felt at the moment, because I wasn't going to let Satan take the joy from my life and the joy from my family. I learned about healing in the Bible and the miracles that Jesus says that we will do that are greater than the miracles he did when he walked the earth because he went to the Father. I learned to look away when I saw hamburger food commercials on TV because they were so, so disgusting to me at the time, and they continued to be that day. It turned me away from some of the horrifying food that we Americans eat. And it helped me to have gratitude. As I've told my friends, I wouldn't write a book called Christmas with Cancer. It was not my friend, but God did turn it around for good. I did write a book about it. I share that book with people. I just shared it with another gentleman today, an 83-year-old pastor who survived with Lou Gehrig's disease and also wrote a book about it. And we compared our stories and rejoiced in what God has done in our lives. And so that's my story for today. I thank you so much for the opportunity to do this. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Paul, and I'm from Southern California in the city of Diamond Bar. And I don't know how to pray. I just don't. It's just that, it's not that I can't. It's just sometimes the words doesn't come out right. My wife, until now, she still teaches me how to pray. Then I started looking for skills or flash briefings on my Alexa device. And found Mary the Mute's Pray Every Day podcast. And it was awesome. Every morning and sometimes with my family, I ask Alexa to my flash briefing, and it plays it. I am so glad that someone like Mary takes time to read the scriptures and pray for you. Now, I'm slowly gaining confidence in praying for loved ones, and all thanks to Pray Every Day. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the things you do.
Hi, Mary. My name is Barbara. I come from South Africa. I'm such a big fan of your podcast, if I'm allowed to say that. It's been such a blessing for me for the past 2 years. And yeah, it's difficult to narrow down a specific testimony. It's been so many days. It's so spot on, and it really just helps in the days when I struggle to pray, when I struggle to know how to pray. It so leads and cheers and just helps you to know what direction God is leading you in the day. And I know you have such a pure heart and such a pure desire to bring glory to God. I love your honesty. I love the way you're honest in the days that it's hard for you, but you do it with joy and with reverence. So yeah, I just want to thank you for that. Yeah, I would just would like to share how it has helped me in the past few months. Without going into too much details, I've been, the past 2 years, I've been struggling with an eating disorder and depression and anxiety linked to it. It has been a difficult journey, but it's really been a journey of God healing me and showing me how to live in freedom and how to live in trust in Him.
First of all, I would like to congratulate Mary with her 4 year anniversary of the podcast, and also happy birthday in advance, because February is your birthday month, mine too, so maybe that's why we relate so much. My name is Sarah. I hope you recognize my voice, or I hope you know who we're talking to. I've been like sending you a lot of emails, and I've also talked about a lot of testimonies thanks to you, and thanks to me listening to your podcast. I'd just like to thank you for everything you have done, and I've been listening to your podcast since the pandemic, so already for 2 years already, and I always listen to it before I go to sleep. I actually live in Belgium, so the time difference is like a lot. I think it's like 12 hours, and always when I go to sleep, I listen to your podcast, and it gives me so much peace, because you have such a nice, beautiful voice, and God's voice, exactly. And I'm just thankful that God brought me into your life, or God brought you in my life, because there are a lot of scriptures that I like listen to you to it, and I'll never read it on my own, like the Psalms or the scriptures in the Old Testament. They are not like Bible verses that I would just do it on my own. So that's why I'm so thankful. And I also learned a lot about the Christian life. And I've seen that since I've actually listened to you, I've also grown a lot in the Christian life. That's why I want to thank you. I adore you. I appreciate you. Keep doing the good work. I love you. And greetings from Belgium. Bye-bye.